Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
May you what?
May I have your zip code, please?
Oh, 93402.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Lola Wayne.
Are you calling about something you've ordered?
Yeah, I just, like, within 10 minutes ago, I got some survey thing that I answered, and then at the end it said, you know, I could pick which thing I wanted for, it was like a $90 gift or something like that. Anyway, I ended up spending $60 I didn't want to spend, and I called my bank, and they said I have to call you guys and cancel the transaction, so that's what I'm trying to do, because it overdrafted my account, for one thing, and I didn't know that you guys were going to charge me $60 for something I thought was going to be like just shipping and handling, and there was some confusion, I guess, in the whole, you know, the way you guys put it out.
Well, this is a call center, so we don't have anything to do with the marketing. We can only see the order and try to assist you based on the company's policy.
This is the phone number that was given to me on the
yes,
transaction
ma'am.
On my bank.
We can assist you to a certain degree. I'm just saying we didn't process the marketing campaign. We don't see what you see.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming you for that. I'm just trying
yes,
to get
ma'am.
The cost
okay.
reversed.
Well, in regards to the order, I do see it in your name. Would you verify the mailing address, please?
1899 9th Street, Apartment 7, Los Osos, California, 93402.
Okay. So on this account, it looks like you were trying to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner when you got to the
yeah.
Bites Hub
yeah, I
app.
I thought it was a
uh-huh.
prize, you know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't
so
know
you
had to pay for it.
Well, when you got to the product page, you chose the Bites Hub app. That's what happened with the order.
I chose the what?
It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
I don't remember seeing that.
So that's all I see here on your order.
Well, it was a cordless Dyson vacuum that I chose. It was like 20 different items you could choose from. There was an iPad Pro. I thought I chose the Dyson cordless vacuum, but whatever it was that I chose, I did not plan on spending $60. I thought it was, when I gave my credit card number, I thought it was going to be for, like, shipping and handling. You know, like all those free offers you see on TV. You know, they're not really free, but you got to pay for the shipping and handling. That's what I thought was happening. But now I'm overdrafted on my bank.
Okay.
And
so based on how this order was processed, this order was validated, was verified by the company. The company won't allow us, we have no control over refunds because it's non-refundable according to them. This was
a
verified order.
If this wasn't you, please let us know. And it's just the only phone number I have. It's the Early Health Daily. I don't know what the hell that has to do with a Dyson vacuum. But
okay, that's the manufacturer of the product, the Bites Hub app that you ordered.
Well, I didn't order that. I don't even remember seeing anything about that.
Uh-huh. So on this account, ma'am, the only thing I can do for you, I can go ahead and cancel the account for you.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
they won't bill you anymore.
Well, yeah, how do I get my money back that they've already taken?
Well, according to them, that charge is valid and it's non-refundable. We don't have access to refund
well,
anything.
None of it. This is all new to me. Non-refundable? I never sign up for anything that's non-refundable.
Well, because they've already processed the order for the app,
well,
and they're emailing it to you at jimdragon52@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email, but I don't want it. I don't want to spend the money. It's not what I thought I was getting. It's not what I thought was going to happen. I don't need any food helping them how to eat better. I thought I was getting a Dyson cordless vacuum for shipping and handling only, and now I'm finding out I'm getting some fucking magazine or something that has cost $60 and they're going to keep billing me?
Well, I've closed the account, so they won't be able to bill you anymore. Now, only I have access to is just a website for a customer support line. It's an email. If you need to email them, you can, but we're not authorized to release any funds because this is a valid order according to the company.
Oh, boy. So pretty much this is a setup to suck your money out of you within 2 seconds, and then you can't get it back. Basically, that's what it is. It's worse than a pyramid scream.
Okay, well,
you know?
Based on what I see, it's a verified account, and, of course, I'm following the company's policy.
Well, that's all fine and good, but the company is a fraud if they're doing this and just misleading me down the primrose path. I don't fall for this kind of shit. So the fact that I got rolled up into it this time is pretty scandalous.
Uh-huh.
I'm 69 years old. I'm on a fixed income. I don't do this kind of thing unless I'm thinking it's for free or shipping and handling at the most. And now I'm overdrawn at my bank and nobody seems to be able to do anything about getting my money back. Sure, you won't bill me again, but we're talking $60 and 15 more if I don't make my account overdrawn by tomorrow. They give me 24 hours or they charge me $15 more. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm being dug into a hole that's getting deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to put a stop to it within 10 minutes after it happened, which I think was pretty damn quick on my part. But I guess you suck the money out of people's banks quicker than that. It's insane.
Yes, ma'am. I understand everything you're saying, but we didn't have anything to do with the billing or anything. We're here just to try to assist you. Well, I can give you their email, the customer support email line, and you may be able to respond.
Oh.
I'm just not sure. I can give it to you if you're ready for it.
Yeah, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of paper. Okay, go ahead.
It's C, as in Charlie, S as in Sam, at grabbyteshub.com.
Grab, G-R-A-B, and then B-I-T-E-S?
Yes, ma'am. Hub, HUB.com.
HUB.com. Mm-hmm. And that's all one, grab, bites, hub, that's
dot
all one.
.com.
Word.
Yes, ma'am. It's a email address.
It's their email address.
It's their email.
All my money.
For the company that the order was placed with.
Okay. Well, I've got a whole bunch of swear words I can put in there.
Okay.
I'm trying not to use them on you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support, and try that, okay?
I will.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.